American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
We use social media to reach a lot of the millennials.
That's Kendall Frazier, National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Chief Executive Officer.
We contract with the Beef Promotion Operating Committee to do a lot of beef marketing. We use social media to promote our product beef through a variety of ways. And our website, beefiswhatsfordinner.com, is really the foundation of that. So we use social media to reach a lot of the millennials, which is our target audience for our marketing programs. So that's a proactive effort. We also monitor social media because we do that to protect the business climate for beef production. We want to know what's going on out there, what's being talked about regarding our product, primarily around production-related issues. There's questions about how we produce beef. You get a lot of questions like that about how the agriculture operates, and that happens all over the United States. So that's how we monitor social media. We do it in a very proactive way sometimes, and we do it more as a protective sometimes.
All eyes on the beef industry, as beef now the center of the nutrition plate.
It is. We are the largest dollar volume supermarket item. It's a center of the plate protein. It attracts a lot of attention, and so we've got to protect that place at the center of the plate. There are some people who would like to move it off, and we want to protect that and keep that from happening.
That's NCBA's Kendall Frazier. The Natural Resources Conservation Service recently announced its latest round of recipients for grants supporting innovations in conservation. Kerry Cohen of USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service shares examples of some of the projects awarded.
We gave a grant to the University of Idaho, which is developing a grazing forage assessment tool that ranchers in our western states can use. And it's a really interesting idea of kind of integrating satellite imagery with on-the-ground forage assessment into the single tool that'll kind of be a next-generation tool that ranchers can really have at their fingertips using a smartphone or something like that. In the organic category is the University of Wisconsin. One real challenge in organic ag systems is increasing the adoption of no-till agriculture. Tillage is often needed to control weeds because herbicides aren't really able to be used so much in organic systems. So the University of Wisconsin project is looking at exploring ways to increase the adoption of no-till in organic systems.
That's Kerry Cohen of USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.